How many times have we all heard the parable that begins with the phrase, "There once was a king"? And the parables change whether or not the king is punishing his son or is testing his son or what it would be like to stand before a king. But that is clearly the parable of choice for the sages and the rabbis throughout the centuries to express what our relationship with Hashem is as a king and the way that a subject would relate to that. And that's very much highlighted on Rosh Hashanah, where one of the major themes of the day is Melech al kol ha'aretz, that Hashem is the king over the entire world, which is a theme we'll have to talk about a lot as we get ready for Rosh Hashanah. But this theme is so challenging for us because we have no way to relate to the idea of a king. It's so not part of our regular experience. In fact, I would say it's almost the opposite. Our leaders are very often fodder for just being made fun of and for comedy. I remember growing up watching Saturday Night Live skits about the president, which were, of course, hilarious, way before I had any understanding of what a president actually was or what he did or what his real message was. My first impressions is it's just something you make fun of and you laugh at. And that's certainly true today in the social media world that we have. Our leaders, and I'm not saying that they don't deserve it, I'm not getting involved in any of that, just that it is a reality that leadership today in the world we live in is something that you can literally laugh and make fun of. And that makes it all the more difficult for us to relate to the concept of the reverence and awe that a person would have for a king. Contrast that with the way Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the Gemara leaves this world in his final moments. His students walk in and they find him crying on his deathbed. And they say, "Rebbe, you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what are you crying about?" And he said to them, "If I were to stand before a king, a human king, who is here today and he himself is going to die tomorrow, and if he's angry at me, it's not an eternal anger, and I can bribe him with money or something else, I would be so afraid. How much more so now that I'm about to stand before the King of Kings who's eternal. If he's angry at me, it's going to be forever. I can't bribe him. How much more so would I be afraid and be in tears?" And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is using standing before a human king just to explain what he's going through. We can't even relate to that. That's the complications that we have. That's the difficulty and the challenge. I'd like to suggest as we get ready, find a one line in davening a bracha where we use the word melech all the time, even moda'ani. Once a day, choose that one line. And when you say that one word melech, just to reflect for that one second as you say the word melech, that Hashem is the king. I would recommend send me a note which line you're going to choose, which bracha, which says the word melech ha'olam, that it becomes real in your mind. This is the line that I'm committing to once a day for literally 1 second. But when I say that word melech, I'm just going to reflect on the idea that Hashem is a king.